If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Steve makes one of the movies near and dear to my heart from my childhood. Dogma is coming back to theaters on June 5th for the 25th anniversary. Wow. Where does the time go?
25 years.
Kevin Smith is actually going to be at the Alderwood 16 next week on April 23rd for an exclusive screening, and we have Kevin on with us right now.
Kevin!
Hey, kids.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I can't wait to come back to town, man. Get to do something that I did, 25, 26 years ago, man. Take Dogma out into the world. It's crazy when they presented me with a new Dogma poster and a new Dogma trailer. It's something you're not guaranteed to ever experience when you make a movie. Years later, somebody's like, and here's the new version of the trailer and the new version of the poster. So it's been spellbinding, man. And I can't wait to come show it in Seattle. I think both shows are almost sold out. First one's definitely sold out. And the second one, I think I had about 15, 20 tickets left in it.
Dude, Kevin, the part that just blew my mind, I was thinking about it, and then I forgot about the fact that a lot of people were very upset with you, and there were people protesting back in those days. Do you ever look back on that time of when you put this movie out and how there were like a lot of religious people that were just like losing their collective S about it?
It really does boggle the mind that we got 400,000 pieces of hate mail and 3 legitimate death threats over a movie with a rubber poop monster in it. That was 1999, kids.
Kev, you have to share the story, if you don't mind, of the time that you showed up actually to one of the protests.
I did, yeah. We found out in the news, our local paper, the Asbury Park Press, was saying that there was going to be a big protest outside our local theater, the Eatontown Sony Multiplex. And at the time, I lived in Oceanport, which is like literally 5 minutes down the road. In the article, they said 5,000 people were coming out. And if 5,000 people come out in my town, that's everybody, including my parents. So I was like, my friend Brian Johnson from Comic Book Men, and my wife Jen, or was she my wife at that point? Yeah, we had just gotten married. So we make signs, like protest signs. One said, to hell with Dogma. The other said, Dogma is dog S. And we put glue on the posters and sparklies, man, like really made them presentable. And then we went to the theater to protest, and we pulled up. There was not 5,000 people. It was about 15 people. They were all on the older side, and they were standing around. They had a big crucifix with Jesus on it, and they were praying the rosary and stuff. So we figured we'd already made the trip. We might as well join the protest. And so we joined them. I knew the rosary because I was Catholic. Brian didn't. He was just mumbling words as he stood there. And then the local news showed up. The news van pulled up, and a guy gets out with a camera, and then there's the lady, I guess, who's going to be doing the interviewing. And she got a clipboard in her hand, and she looks at our protest. You can tell she's disappointed that it's not more people the same way I was. And so she looking up and down the line, trying to see who she could interview, who's the most likely subject. And then she locks eyes with me, and then she looks away, And then she locks eyes with me again. And then she looks down at her clipboard. And then I'm like, oh, I think the gig is up. And so she comes rocking and over to me. And she goes, are you him? And I was like pointing to the Jesus statue. I said, no, that's him. And she goes, are you? No, you're that guy. And I was like, no, I'm not that guy at all. And she goes, well, can I interview you for the news about this movie? And I was like, absolutely. And so, you know, she brought the camera guy over and he's looking at me like, wait a second, isn't this the guy? And so they turned on the camera light and they interviewed me right there at the protest. I pretended not to be who I was. And they were like, so what are you doing here? I was like, oh, I'm here because I don't like the idea of this movie. And she's like, did you see it? And I said, no, but I haven't heard good things. And she, at one point at the end of it, she was like, well, what's your name? And I said, Brian Johnson. She was standing right next to me. And that night, my mom called me and she was like, oh my God, Tiger, there was a boy on the news who looks just like you, but has Brian's name.
Like, oh my God. You know what the crazy thing, the beauty of the internet? I go on YouTube and if you don't mind, I could play it. I found the news clip of you on the actual show.
You can actually hear the clip.
Here, check it out.
Organizers in Eatontown had hoped for hundreds to join them in the protest against the movie Dogma. Instead, they got less than 24. But they were joined by this man. He wouldn't admit it, but he looked and sounded suspiciously like Dogma's writer, director, co-star, and New Jersey resident, Kevin Smith.
I don't think it stands for anything positive.
What does it stand for?
I don't know, but I've been told not good.
Isn't that amazing?
That is the best. If you're just joining us, we're chatting with Kevin Smith. And, you know, for me personally, Kevin, this movie was so important to me in my childhood, and I feel like it has aged so well. Do you have that same feeling as you're going back out and just kind of resurrecting the movie?
I mean, I know people feel warmly about it. Of all the stuff I've done, this is the one where people will talk to you the longest about it, how what it meant to them, how it was funny because they were Catholic for this long or they went to Catholic school. That movie outed a bunch of people in the world for me who were Catholic. Like suddenly every Catholic who's ever seen that movie like has something to say to me. And it's not angry. It's generally like, oh my God, that movie, man, that reminded me of going to Catholic school. So there's a lot of warm feelings about the movie. I look forward to taking it out on the road because I'm going to like 20 cities across America before it comes out on June 5th. So I'm going to get to watch it twice a night with the audience. And that's what I'm looking forward to. Don't get me wrong, the money's nice. You know? I hope it's aged well. It would have been smarter of me to watch the movie before I agreed to all this.
No, just do it all guns a-blazing.
And you're going to be at Alderwood 16 next week on April 23rd for an exclusive screening. There's a question and answer that happens as well. Hey, Kevin, if you don't mind, we have to play a quick song, but we'll come back and we'll have more on Dogma and everything you've got going on right now.
Come to the show, man, and come say hi.
It'd be awesome.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are back with Kevin Smith. He is going to be at the Alderwood 16 on April 23rd next week.
Yes.
Celebrating the 25th anniversary of Dogma, the Resurrection.
Kevin, then I know as someone who grew up in, went to Catholic church, went to Catholic high school, I always felt like Dogma wasn't really taking shots at people who were religious. It was taking shots at, you know, it was pointing out the absurdity of the churches and the establishments. I never really, even someone who grew up in a Christian household, never really got the vibe that I should be offended.
Yeah, that was not the aim. Like, that movie is made by somebody who believes in all the tenets of the faith. When I wrote it, I was Catholic. So it was never designed to be a movie that made fun of people with faith. Even to this day, I don't make fun of people with faith, even though I don't have mine anymore. I'm also somewhat jealous of people that have been able to hold on to their faith. So, it was a flick that could only be written by a kid who was an altar boy for 12 years who would giggle every time the priest would say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
LOL.
Did you get the ring? Did you get the ring? Did you get to ring the bells when you were the altar boy? That was status.
Oh, you are deep cut. You know the bells. That was one of my favorite parts, right? Because when I was a kid sitting in the audience, I didn't know who was doing the bells. And I was like, that's the magic of Jesus.
Yeah.
And then when you become part of the show, they tell you, like, you ring the bells when you listen to things. You're like, oh, I see behind this curtain. So then you become part of the charade and whatnot. That's why I first fell in love with movies and theater, right? Because that's all it is when you're up there on the altar and stuff. You're going through. It's a very theatrical performance. We're wearing costumes, flowing robes. You know, I was either going to be a priest or a filmmaker.
I think you made the right decision.
I don't know. You ask the critics, they'll tell you.
Hey, Kevin, while we have you, I know recently we were doing a conversation about movies, like especially movies from the 90s. Like you would hear a certain song and it would instantly bring you back to that movie. And one of the songs that got brought up was Alice in Chains' Got Me Wrong because of Clerks. Was there ever a song that you absolutely wanted to have be a part of your movies, or even the Alice in Chains song? Was there a connection you had with the Seattle music scene? Like, I would just love to kind of get your input about how important music is to your movies.
Music, when I started my career, music was an afterthought because I was so green. I barely knew how to make a film, and some critics will tell you I still don't. But I definitely didn't know how to speak the language of cinema using music. That would come later on. So when we made Clerks, I think there were like two songs in it. And then Sony Records, they were like, oh, we want to do a soundtrack for this movie. To say the soundtrack costs more than the movie itself is an understatement. Just one of those songs, the licensing of one of those songs costs more than the $27,575 that it cost us to make the movie.
Wow.
But that Alice in Chains song, it's so weird you mention it because that's the second time it's come up this week. My kid the other day was talking about like something. She referenced grunge and she referenced Alice in Chains. And I was like, there's an Alice in Chains song in Clerks. And she's like, no, there isn't. And I was like, no, there is. And she's going, that's impossible. I pulled up the IMDb and I was like, Clerks soundtrack. There you go. She's like, what? You're just telling me now? She's like a huge grunge kid. And I was like, well, that's because you never watch my movies, man. And then I started listing all the cool music we've ever had. She is responsible, my daughter, for me having, I think, one of the best needle drops I ever got to use in a flick. At the beginning of Clerks 3, we use My Chemical Romance's Welcome to the Black Parade. And it's that is a filmmaker who can speak the language of cinema using music because he's that deep into his career. And it's almost like me on one level saying, hey, remember how I didn't know what to do with music when I first entered? Now I know what to do with it. Like that opening of that movie cut to Welcome to the Black Parade is one of my favorite music videos ever made.
That is awesome.
We're chatting with Kevin Smith right now, celebrating 25 years of Dogma.
And Kev, I know we got to let you run. And a couple of days ago, I thought of you, right? Because I knew we were going to chat with you about Dogma and just about the, you know, obviously Dogma has so much religious storytelling in it. And I thought of you because I had a ridiculous moment with my child where she came back from Adventurers Club, which is like a, it's like a Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts thing, but it's based in the church. It's a part of a Christian church. And so she comes home, my wife's like, Tatum's very embarrassed, and she's five. And I'm like, why? And like, well, they asked if any of the kids had a joke. And so Tatum, in just her creative mind, thought, hey, I should tell a joke that's Easter-based because Easter's this weekend. So in front of this entire room of parents, religious people, and other kids, my five-year-old daughter goes, why did Jesus die on the cross? This is her joke. And everyone's like, oh, well, why? And she goes, well, nobody liked him. I am in tears. I think this is the most brilliant joke ever. I'm like, yo, you're kind of right. That's why they did kill him.
Out of the mouths of babes, man, comes the simple truth.
Right. I was like,
somebody who's heard that story and they're like, well, that's one way to look at it. Here's the way I see it.
As a dad who has told many bad jokes, I'm like, she is definitely my kid.
Tell that kid she's got a future in the movie business, man. That's good material right there.
Kevin Smith, thank you so much for chatting with us today. If people want to follow you on Instagram, your handle is @ThatKevinSmith. Dogma coming to theaters on June 5th. But next week, you're going to be at Alderwood 16 on April 23rd for an exclusive screening. And we are so excited about it.
It means the world to me, kids. Thank you so much. I can't wait to revisit Seattle. It's going to be a good time, man. Back in the day, I used to eat a lot of dicks, and I don't mean that dirty, of course.
Yeah.
As a vegan now, unfortunately, I don't get to partake that much. But there's a lot of good vegan restaurants there, so you better be sure I'll be hitting at least one of them while I'm in town.
Dude, I'm a fellow plant-based weirdo. There's a lot of great vegan places here.
It's one of my favorite towns to visit just for that reason, man. I got that Happy Cow app that tells you where the nearest vegan joints are. And when you go to Seattle, it's like, so many options.
I just went to a place called Bob Bar, and they have they have normal, like, the stuff for the meat eaters, but they have a full-on green menu, and it was mind-blowing how good it was.
Oh, man, they know how to do it there in Seattle.
Awesome, brother. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out, and we're so glad you're coming back to Seattle.
Such a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, kids. Have a great one.
The Daily Mix Show.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.